W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the Civic News, Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Yesterday, the Supreme Court did away with affirmative action in college admissions. Today, the justices will announce what's going to happen with President Biden's student loan forgiveness proposal.
Biden's plan has been put on ice for months after some states sued, saying the administration doesn't have the authority to do this without congressional approval. Borrowers have been able to stop making payments on their federal loans, but they have to start paying up again in October.
ABC's Lindsay Watts. It was the largest corruption scandal in Ohio history. It involved a $1 billion bailout for two aging nuclear power plants. Republican Larry Householder, formerly Ohio's House Speaker, was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison Thursday for his role in the scandal. A judge in Las Vegas has sentenced a 17-year-old to 16 to 40 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to charges including attempted murder for an attack last year on a female high school teacher. This is ABC News. It's the latest marker of how severe the homeless crisis is in Los Angeles. The number of people with no place to go rose 9% in the past year. There were more than 75,000 homeless in an estimated count back in January. Officials point to economic challenges and say more affordable housing is needed. Another space tourism company has taken paying customers on a suborbital flight.
After years of delays and nearly 20 years after the company was founded by Richard Branson, Virgin Galactic's first commercial mission is a success.
What a beautiful landing.
Taking off from New Mexico, different than, say, Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, Unity is carried to altitude by a space plane and then released from its belly, shooting rockets to head to the edge of space but not into orbit. The first mission had three paying passengers on board, members of the Italian Air Force. 800 more have signed up and are waiting. Ticket prices are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
The horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast, mainly clear today with highs around 86. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 64. Partly cloudy again, tomorrow highs around 83. Upper 70s, Sunday turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range, high of 86 today. Lows level off around 64 tonight. High of 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Yeah,
welcome back to the Tolerable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always fun to have you along. It is now 1:15 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Evan Preston on the board. Evan, I've got myself in a predicament now. This is a predicament I have to get myself out of here. So here's the deal. I was looking at my Twitter account, and so the trivia question is, which Milwaukee Brewer who was sent down to Nashville has been recalled by the Milwaukee Brewers this afternoon? And it's going to be playing for the Brewers now. And Oscar called in and had a name. It was not the name on the official Milwaukee Brewers site that just came out like 10 minutes ago. I thought, oh, I'd be very timely about this. And I now look on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There was another player that was added to the roster last night in advance of the game last night. And that was Thomas Pannone. So now I got myself in a predicament. So here's what we're going to do. Oscar, if you're listening, Oscar, call back in just a second after the line's clear. Evan will take your name, your telephone number, your email, and I'm going to work with Luke. We will get you some tickets somehow because that technically was correct. It might not be for the July 4th game, but somehow we'll make it right with you. So, Oscar, if you're listening, call back in 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. But wait for a second. We're going to go with the original answer I had. So let's go to the phones. I believe Mickey and Kenosha, right? Evan, I think that was Mickey and Kenosha was next. Is it Mickey or Mikey? I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is it Mickey or Mikey?
It's Mickey.
Mickey. All right, Mickey. So there are actually two answers, but I was looking for the person who was called up today by the Milwaukee Brewers who was in Nashville. Do you have that answer for us?
Bryce Turing.
You are absolutely correct. Do you have five other friends or family members that can go with you on July 4th?
I sure do, and it looks like Thomas Pannone, the Brewers selected the contract for him. He was not recalled as the question.
Got it. It's a little. See, I know where the other person got it from because now I'm looking at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline. It says Brewers option Peter, whatever his name, to Nashville. Peter, I can't even say the guy's name. And then call up Thomas Pannone. So literally the headline says call up. So again, Oscar, if you're listening, wait till the line's clear. You can call back in. We'll get you some tickets. But Mickey, you have won the game. You have won the six pack for the July 4th holiday. First pitch, 3:10 against the Cubbies. Stay on the line. Hold, please. Evan will take care of you. Oh, by the way, Mickey, where are you listening to us? How are you listening to us? Over the air or on the app? Hello, Mickey. Go ahead. Sorry about that. How are you listening to us, Mickey? Are you there, Mickey? I was just curious. Are you listening over the air or on the app?
I'm listening over the air right now. I'm in a van, so
all right.
Parked by the lake.
Cool. Very good. We appreciate you on WAUK, the Shaw down there. Or no, you're in Kenosha probably.
Pardon?
You're probably listening.
Yeah, I'm in Kenosha. I was taking a lunch break.
Oh, that's fantastic! A brand new station down there. Well, we absolutely appreciate you listening in Kenosha. It's a great station down there, WRJN. We appreciate that. So hold now. Evan will take your call off the air or your information. We'll get you those tickets for July 4th. Congratulations and thanks for listening. All right, very good. That is Mickey in Kenosha. We appreciate him listening. And again, so the tickets have been won. And if you're calling the ticket, sorry, those have been won by Mickey in Kenosha. And as soon as we have a clear line, Oscar, give us a call back. We will get you tickets somehow, some way, not for maybe July 4th, but some other games. So give us a call back, 844-967-2789. Oscar, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Let's go to, if we can, Evan, if we have time, go to Bob, who was calling in from Sauk City earlier. Bob, we had to get that trivia out of the way. Appreciate you holding your Brewers trivia there. You wanted to weigh in on this experience at UW-Richland, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So the State Senate passed the budget last night. I won't call it the dead of night, but 10 o'clock isn't exactly, earlier in the day. They passed the budget. It guts the UW system by $32 million. And the kicker is that Howard Markline, state senator from Southwest Wisconsin and Spring Green, and Tony Kurtz from Wazika, also representing UW-Richland, gave $0 for the transition to close down the campus of Richland Center, but gave over $3 million to UW-Washington over there on the eastern seaboard where all the money is. What say you, Bob?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, as you know, Markline is a snake. You just can't trust him with anything. And he was my representative for a short amount of time. If you might recall, he was in the state assembly from the 51st district before he ran for the Senate. So he was my rep for a short time there. But I was listening to the show on Monday afternoon. I was driving up to Baraboo. I was driving, so I couldn't call in then. But I heard, how passionate you were about UWRC. And I just wanted to call and tell you my story because I graduated from high school. I graduated from Kickapoo High School in 1974.
That's great.
And my first year in college was at UWRC.
Let me interrupt just for a second, because I grew up in Richland Center, but for people who don't know, Kickapoo School District is essentially Viola, great little municipality in far northwestern Richland County, right on the Vernon County line, so kind of halfway between Madison and La Crosse. Beautiful, unglaciated area of the Kickapoo School District, and Richland Center is just southeast of there. So go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of the same situation that I've heard from you. You know, my parents didn't have money for me to go to school, so I was able to do that by a combination of Pell Grants, and I did some work in the library there at UWRC. I made some money doing that. Mm. And, I always thought it was a great school. I had a relative of mine. He went to UWRC for the first 2 years of his college, and, you know, he enjoyed it there. And it's just such a shame to see it get shut down like this. And it's like you said, you know, it's not a failure of the people there. It's a failure of, you know, being able to get adequate support from higher ups, from, you know, off campus, like you had said before about the chancellor at UW-Platteville. And it's just such a shame to see such a great facility, you know, just be shuttered.
Bob, let me ask you this. If you had not had that option at UW-Richland in Richland Center, what might or how would your life have been different if you didn't have that option?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I'd been able to go to college. I was living in Reedstown at the time, and it allowed me to be able to commute back and forth. And then the reason why I only went 1 year is my dad was actually commuting to Viroqua, and if he wanted to maintain the same job, he was going to have to commute to La Crosse. So We ended up moving to La Crosse, and then I went to UW La Crosse after that, but I was living at home at the time, so I was, you know, able to save money that way.
Right. I love this story, and I appreciate you calling in and holding so you can share this with everyone, because, you know, you and I are from Southwest Wisconsin, but your story can be retold by people in Barron County, in Marinette, in Sheboygan, in the Fox Valley, in Waukesha, at UW-Rock, at UW-Barron, all over the entire state, the UW system, these instances where kids like us from rural Wisconsin would not have had the opportunity to pursue higher education had it not been for the two-year colleges.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, I don't understand why people like Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, who represent the rural areas of Wisconsin, can't, you know, I was in the room when State Representative Kurtz, you know, almost crying crocodile tears. He said, you know, you guys say that, you know, I have all this power. I just don't have this power. And he said that to the people, and they believed it. And then he goes back to the Joint Finance Committee here in Madison, and it's called a 999. A 999. It's basically an old, and Pat Kreitlow was talking about this in the Pat Kreitlow Show. He's a former state senator talking about, you know, he was on Joint Finance, I believe. And they don't advertise this. And apparently they don't even call it that anymore because they don't want the public to know what happened. The last motion of the Joint Finance Committee is a potpourri. Anybody could try to get anything in. And I have witnesses that were with me that night in Richland Center. I said, Tony, come on, shoot your shot. I said, do the 999. Put some money in for Richland. Oh, he looked at me like, how did you know that, first of all? And then he goes, I just don't think we can do that. That's exactly what they did, a 999 motion, and got Washington $3 million, and Richland Center and Richland campus got zero, Bob. Bob, you see?
Maybe you were at this.
Go ahead.
Maybe you were at this meeting, too. You know, I was at one of those meetings at UWRC where they're talking about, you know, closing it. You know, Markline was there and Kurtz was there.
Yep.
And State Senator Dale Schultz was one of the people who spoke up. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I don't think anybody's ever seen him so angry as when he was there at that meeting that day. I mean, he was literally shaking when he was talking to those two. I mean, it was just an incredible sight to see.
Well, he's my former boss, and I appreciate you saying that. Dale's a great guy, and whether you agree with everything Dale did or not, just like Tommy Thompson, he was a product. Both his wife and his two kids are graduates of UW-Madison, and he believes in it. And he fought for that every chance he got in every position he had in the Wisconsin State Senate and the Assembly before that.
Yeah, and what's a mystery to me is why people continue voting for the people like Kurtz and Mark Lyon. I just don't understand it.
Well, and I think that's why we're here. That's why you calling in and sharing this story is so important, because we have to, because people in the rural parts of the state, Richland County not the exception, are great people. And they say, well, this person is elected. I'm going to believe him because, you know, a person, a state senator from rural Wisconsin isn't going to lie to me. They're my neighbor. And it turns out, no. People like Howard Mark Lyon and Tony Kurtz are bought off by big business and big PACs and Republican Party in Madison. And they're not friendly to Richland County. And if this doesn't prove it, I don't know what did. They stiffed their own constituents while giving $3 million to Washington.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Bob, well, your story is important. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yep. Thanks, Todd.
Yep. My pleasure. When we come back, we're going to actually, we'll do it right now. Oscar, I believe our earlier caller is on the line. Oscar, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thanks for calling back. I kind of messed up because you were more than partially correct. So Thomas Pannone was in fact called up yesterday on a waiver, but technically, it wasn't the question or the answer, but I could see how you got that because the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline literally says called up. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to stay on the line. If you haven't already, Evan's going to get your telephone number and your email off the line. And I can't promise you 6 tickets, and I can't promise you it's going to be for the 4th of July, but we'll make sure you get some Brewers tickets here very soon, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling. Really, really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, okay? Stay on the line now. Evan will take your information. All right, making things right. See, pursue the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. We do the very best we can. When we mess up a little bit, we try to make it right. Stay with us now. We're going to come back, take more of your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. What do you think about the state budget last night as it pertains to UW Richland, the UW system, or anything else? Taking your phone calls, back with more. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Allball Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Yesterday, the Supreme Court did away with affirmative action in college admissions. Today, the justices will announce what's going to happen with President Biden's student loan forgiveness proposal.
Biden's plan has been put on ice for months after some states sued, saying the administration doesn't have the authority to do this without congressional approval. Borrowers have been able to stop making payments on their federal loans, but they have to start paying up again in October.
ABC's Lindsay Watts. It was the largest corruption scandal in Ohio history. It involved a $1 billion bailout for two aging nuclear power plants. Republican Larry Householder, formerly Ohio's House Speaker, was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison Thursday for his role in the scandal. A judge in Las Vegas has sentenced the 17-year-old to 16 to 40 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to charges including attempted murder for an attack last year on a female high school teacher. This is ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer engineer for this hour, Mr. Evan Preston. Always glad to have you along, Mr. Preston. How was your drive? A little smoky out there yet?
A little smoky. Feeling a little froggy today. I feel it. Stay inside, folks.
Yeah, the back of my throat a little bit. So yeah, if you can, try to stay inside. But again, if you can't, wear a mask if at all possible. 844-967-2789. We'd love to have your calls weigh in as we talk about this state budget that was passed last night by the Wisconsin State Senate. Not a great budget, in my opinion. What is your opinion? We're going to go through a couple of things here. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. And again, the really weird part was this vote late in the evening where Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, the Republican, put forward this vote, which essentially, for all intent and purposes, to boil it down, pulled the nominee of the administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission, Megan Wolf, and according to Lemieux, Majority Leader Lemieux, he thinks he has legal grounds to essentially pull this away from the committee and bring it to the floor of the state Senate for a vote so that he can vote it down. Of course, when Republicans had a Walker appointee at the DNR board, Fred Prine, or Pren, they thought it was great he stayed on. Thought it was great. Serve as long as you want, even though your term has expired. But when the same thing applied to someone they didn't like, they wanted to get rid of Republicans in Megan Wolf and the Election Commission, they found this, what they think is, creative loophole in order to pull Megan Wolf's nomination to the Senate floor so they could defeat her. And my summation is, they did this as quick as they can, anticipating a lawsuit, and hopefully it will go to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court immediately. Probably come down, as last hour Luke Mather has pointed out, probably come down to Brian Hagedorn, Justice Brian Hagedorn, probably be the decider. Because Republicans know once August comes and Janet Protasiewicz is on the court, it's not going to happen. And this is a usurping of authority, and it's an attack on democracy and election laws. And it's not just in Wisconsin. Have a case in Arizona. We're going to do that in just a second. First of all, we'll go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go to Rio, beautiful municipality of Rio, and Chico in Rio. I love that. How are you doing, Chico?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good.
I just wanted to comment on the budget. I mean, I can't believe that people continue to vote against their pocketbooks. When I saw the amount of the tax break in the different categories, I just about choked when I saw what the people that made lots and lots of money were getting compared to everybody else.
Right.
And yet they continue to win elections. It's just mind-boggling to me that that happens.
I agree. And I mean, you're talking with our colleague Pat Kreitlow from Up North News every morning, 6 until 8 on Civic Media, pointing this out first. Francesca Hong, state representative from Madison, put this out. Fantastic. Shows that a lot of folks, you know, under whatever, 40, 45,000, your tax cut's going to be less than $15. That's all it is.
Well, and that's right about where I'm at. Right? I'm not desperate for money. I'm not desperate for money at all, but to me, that's an insult to me.
Exactly.
You know, compared to what they're getting.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Here's a few crumbs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chico. There are a lot of folks where you and I are at. Believe me.
Yeah.
And and that's a lot of Wisconsinites are, you know, in that, you know, category for paycheck. And we ain't going to see a whole lot. You know, that's for sure.
You know, I give humanity a credit for some kind of intelligence. And if that's true, I just can't understand why they keep voting against their pocketbooks and what's economically more sound for them, among other issues. I mean, but that's just one issue in itself. But that, you know, it's like giving us little breadcrumbs again.
Well, you live in a beautiful part of Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin down here, the kind of the driftless area in Rio. And do you think where you're from, in a rural community like Rio, do you think that part of it is that folks just don't hear enough of the truth, that they don't get the reality in whatever media they're watching?
Well, there's people that only watch one, you know, and they don't, then that's it, you know, and you know, and they'll say that the press is all, you know, it's all one sided. But I know, I just say, you mean NBC, ABC, CBS, BBC, TV, you know, all the you know, writers and everything else? Yeah. They're all in cahoots, in other words, right?
Right.
You know, no, that I have a sister that is a very staunch Republican, and we just don't talk politics anymore because it has caused a rift in the family, and we just agreed to disagree and let it go at that. So. It's everything about that just makes me sick. And then that 999 backdoor trick that they pulled.
What?
I mean, and I was just listening to the section on the Richmond Center campus, and I went to La Crosse, and I there wasn't a branch campus really near me to go to anyway.
Yeah.
And I had a great time there, but I have nothing but positive things to say about the branch campuses because, like what was pointed out, is that that gives people an opportunity to go to college and graduate, but not have to spend a great deal of out of their pocketbooks for a year or two. And another thing, it's a trying grounds. You know, people found out in those schools that, well, college isn't for me. You know,
right.
I'm going to go get some kind of a technical degree.
Right.
So,
I mean, Chico, I really appreciate you calling so much because, and it's great that you and Bob and others have called in because, I mean, we didn't plan any of this. It's just all organic. And this, to me, is the tragedy, right, that President Jay Rothman, he's almost a year now on the job, he never went to Richland Center, never talked to the local community, never talked to people like you, Chico, to find the value of education in the UW system. And that's the real tragedy here, is that Rothman never came out here and just closed these campuses unilaterally. And Chico, don't you think that if he just listened to stories like you, that the common person, the average person, would understand? Because it's not all a bunch of, you know, it's not just liberals that go to college campuses. It's people from rural parts of the state that are moderate or independent.
It's one of those issues that we disagree on. And to me, it's not a gray issue at all. It's black and white. It's good. It's bad.
I mean, right?
It doesn't make any sense if you don't have an educated populace. You know, it's nothing but downhill after that.
But to your point, it's a proving ground. Because when I went to Richland and Platteville, I encountered professors or other students that I didn't necessarily agree with. And sometimes in class discussions and kind of get my dander up. But you know what it did? It reinforced the core things I do believe in. But it also opened my mind up to understand other folks and then it made me a better person because of it. Was that your experience at lacrosse?
Right, right. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, it's more than book learning, that's for sure.
Oh, 100%.
You know, you're a young adult at that point in time, and a lot of the way you're going to turn out is being shaped at that time in your life and very soon thereafter. So, yeah, college was a great experience for me, and I had opportunities to go to – I grew up in Chippewa Falls, and I had opportunities to go to UW-Eau Claire as well as UW La Crosse, but I think it's not that I wanted to really get away from my parents that much, but I just wanted to go out and see if I could do something by myself, and it proved to be a good decision because UW La Crosse was at that point in time was the only university that offered a minor in computer science.
Wow!
And I was very interested in that, so that turned the tide for UWL. So both of them are good campuses. I've taken graduate classes at Eau Claire, and it's a beautiful campus at Eau Claire too. I mean, our whole system—if you go through any of the campuses, you know they're great places of learning.
Yeah, they really are. Well, Chico, I can't thank you enough for listening and calling in. Thank you so much, Chico. Have a great day down there in Rio. Really appreciate it. Chico Arroyo, if you'd like to be like Chico, great name, by the way. Great TV show. Was it the 70s, early 80s? Chico and the Man. Love that show. It was a great show. Chico and the Man. I have to dial up that theme song sometime. Anyway, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 would welcome your calls as well. If you'd like to be like Chico and Arroyo. I love saying that. Chico and Rio. Chico, call in more often just so I can say that. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Give us just a second here. We'll get the phones to you as they are ringing now, but we'll get to you in just one moment. So keep calling in. We'd love to hear from you. This is fantastic. And I didn't plan any of this. My thought this hour was to continue on to talk about, you know, something else that's really important. That's election, you know, preserving good elections in this country, in this state. But you understand how powerful the UW system is, the Wisconsin idea? Are you getting a sense now of why Tommy Thompson, a four-time elected governor of the state, would go all over talking about the Wisconsin idea? Preserving the Wisconsin idea. Are you getting a sense now why Tommy Thompson did that? Jay Rothman? All you folks up there on the 17th floor of Van Nuys? Howard Markline? Tony Kurtz? All you folks on the Joint Finance Committee and the Republican side? Are you starting to understand what the system means? Because it's not the libs. All right? It's people who, like Sid Cook, who did the Master Cheesemaker class at Carr Valley. It's people that took an ag short class at UW-Madison, went back to take over the family farm. It's teachers. It's scientists. It's doctors. It is Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones here in Madison on WMDX Radio, Mad Radio 92.7. Daphne, welcome to the show. What say you?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I am doing well.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so let's see. I was born outside the country, so I'm going to give you the view of somebody that comes from outside, from not a third world country, because Argentina was the richest country in the world in 1900.
Sure.
But from a country that has its problems with its public education and its universities, yes? Mm-hmm. The universities are free, yes. It is a plus. But they are, you know, you have to be very careful and take a bucket with you because probably there's going to be a rain and you're going to have a leak somewhere near your desk, number one. Number two, you know, when you are talking about a system like UW, let's go there.
Sure.
And you're talking about hospitals. You're talking about a whole infrastructure that contains inside of a town. And you obviously see blocks and blocks of it. You cannot say that it's nothing that, you know, that nobody should take care of or nobody should pay attention to.
Right.
First of all, there's a lot of jobs. that are involved into the particular UW system. Like you said, doctors, teachers, students that come from outside the country to study, and they gave us more dollars than the people that live here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the city of Madison, because I lived in the four areas of the United States, I live in the four corners of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The streets are wonderful. Everything is wonderful because we have this infrastructure that brings a lot of people from outside the country, too. So, you know, nobody can say, hey, we don't give a damn for the UW system, or we don't want to put money in there, because that's obviously a fallacy.
Yeah.
You should. Why are they cutting special ed education for people? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing, issues with the school vouchers, like I was hearing the other day on another show. Hey, you know, you have school vouchers, yes, but then the special education, what's happened with those vouchers? They don't apply to special education either?
Mm.
And what about inclusion? You know,
I agree.
You're a manipulator.
Go ahead.
You're going to think about inclusion of something else other than integration, you get?
Yeah.
So maybe, perhaps, the Speaker of the House of Oz, it's right in many issues, but it's wrong also in the phenomenal issue of integrating people to a community.
Daphne, I love your call. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm up against a break, so we got to go to break. Thank you so much, Daphne and Madison. We'll come back and address those points in a minute. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 64. Tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs around 83. Upper 70s. Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, high of 86 today. Lows level off around 64 tonight. High of 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:50. That's 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. Don't want to miss it. Takes all callers right from the start of the show. Remember, if you're not woke, if you don't know history, Matt Flynn Direct right after the news at 3 o'clock. Our good friend, great person. He's going to have the legal take on today's Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action, I am sure. Then at 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. Never personal, only politics. Just the Devil's Advocates, not just, but the fantastic Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. Great program. At 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with a tape-delayed version of Native Roots Radio. Talking about the state budget passed last night. And I keep trying to go to election. We'll have to maybe save that till tomorrow. And what keeps coming back that people organically are just calling in about is the UW system. And these ridiculous cuts, $32 million cut to the UW system. And people are calling in organically, telling us from La Crosse to Eau Claire to Rio, Madison, Daphne Point, Daphne's Point right before the break here in Madison, originally from Venezuela, saying she gets it. The value, and she hit on a great point, the economic engine, not just of UW-Madison, and yes, it helps provide great jobs here in Madison, a great vital economic engine, but this is repeated in every town and municipality across the state of Wisconsin that has a UW institution. From small places like Richland Center of 5,000 people, Barron County, Rice Lake, Merrill, Sheboygan, all these places, UW system is vital to the economic engine. And Robin Voss and Devin Lemahue, Tony Kurtz, Howard Markline. I don't mean to be rude about this, but they gave a political middle finger to the UW system. They did. And the funny part is, after going to Richland Center and saying they couldn't find any money for UW Richland, the co-chair of the Joint Finance, by the way, along with Tony Kurtz, in a 999 secret motion at the end of the session, Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz put in over $3 million for UW-Waukesha, or for UW-Washington, rather. A nice, rich suburb, West Bend of Milwaukee. Lots of Republican donors up there. I mean, that wouldn't have anything to do with it, right? Let's go back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. One of my favorite callers, because I love to say it, Jack from Merrimack. Welcome to the show. What say you? Hello, Jack. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you for a second. Go ahead, Jack. What say you?
Well, first thing I'm going to say is that the hateful conceit of our legislators is just amazing to me. These guys are so gerrymandered in place, and they're so used to there being no consequences of their actions that they're willing to do anything. They'll try to be a Democrat. They'll try to destroy the system with the public school.
Jack, are you in a good, you might be driving, your cell phone's cutting it out there, Jack. Are you still there with us?
I'm having a bit of trouble off and on here.
Yeah, sorry, but it might be the cell phone signal or whatever. I think we got you now. Last thing we heard is just they're cutting schools and go ahead.
Okay.
Well, I think we may have, Jack, if you can get a better place, I'm sorry, I'm not sure if you're driving or just in a bad spot, but maybe it's the smoke in the air, but Jack, have a little bit of trouble hearing you, my friend. I would love to hear your thoughts. If you get in a better place in the next couple of minutes, call us back. All right, Jack and Merrimack, thank you so much. If you want to call in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jack makes a great point. Is that this is just how people can, how these guys continue to get elected because of gerrymandering. And they don't think they're going to have any consequences. Jack's 100% right. The difference is when Janet Protasiewicz gets onto the Supreme Court in August, there's going to be a lawsuit on these gerrymandered districts. And things could be dramatically different. And that is why Republicans made the power grab last night to replace Megan Wolf, the administrator, of the Wisconsin Election Commission because they're trying to take control of the way we oversee elections in this state. Make no mistake about it. Jack is absolutely right. They're trying to usurp control so they don't get these gerrymandered districts. And Jack, I believe, is back. Let's try it one more time. Jack, hopefully you're in a better spot. Go ahead, Jack. Are you there, Jack? Hello, 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 Jack. Hello, Jack. Da 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 da. Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack. I'm sorry. I used to be a doo-wop singer back in the 1960s. No, I'm not that old. I was born in 69. Wouldn't it have been great though if I was like a 18-month-old or an 8-month-old doo-wop singer? My parents could have made a lot of money on me. Anyway, that's the point. Well, Jack, if you can get in a better spot tomorrow, give us a call back. I'm going to finish on this. This is not just in Wisconsin. This is a letter from an election worker down in Arizona yesterday. She wrote this, quote, Leo, apparently a county board person, Leo, with no regrets, I quit. When you no longer respect those you work for, it's time to leave. I have watched you idly stand by while I was attacked. I cannot work for an individual who does not support me. The environment fostered by your board and of supervisors is toxic. It's toxic. I believe the elections department should not be politicized. You relegate impartiality, common sense, and dedicated work to irrational, extremist political party views and rhetoric. It is a far reach to see how you will deliver clean elections when you bend to a faction of the Republican Party. Clearly, politics are the value of this administration, desires in a place where politics have no place. Elections administration. In my career, I have never been subject to the ridicule, disrespect, intimidation, and attacks on my reputation and ethics that I have endured in these past months. Signed, really. Not respectfully, I believe it's Karina Dahl. Geraldine Dahl. That's in Arizona, by the way. But this is the point I'm making. This is the next play in the Republican book. Take it from a former Republican. Their plan is to start intimidating, well, they've already started, to continue to intimidate election workers, poll workers, get rid of them, replace them with people who believe in Trumpism. We cannot let that happen. We have to stay true to democracy. We have to keep holding Republicans like Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz and Devin LeMahieu and Robin Voss responsible so that democracy can thrive. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, including free and fair elections in Wisconsin, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Matt Flynn is next. This is Todd Allball on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Banging on you.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
The horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not
This is not the Marcus of Queensbury gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network
and on the Civic Media app.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media Radio.
ABC News, I'm talking.